So what's next?
This is St. Peter's Brewery's Suffolk Smoky, which is a peated beer, and they say that it's made with distilling malt used in whiskey production to give a kind of peaty overtones to the hop bitterness. It's 4.8% by volume. It's in this really delightful flat bottle that's really characteristic of what they use at St. Peter's.
And very aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah,
as
they're
well,
very nice. They say that these are a copy of one produced in 1770 for Thomas Gerard of Gibbstown on the Delaware River near Philadelphia. So the origin of which is kept in St. Peter's Hall. So it's an oval 18th century bottle, 4.8%. We should get it open.
Okay.
So what do we think of St. Peter's Suffolk Smoky?
A 4.8% copper beer, massive smell, TCP, or the peated malt in there.
It smells peat. It smells like you've got your face in a peat store. It really does smell of peat.
Yeah. There's fleeting glimpses of a kind of mild citrusiness behind that. And there's also a little bit of that kind of sulfurous, kind of a sulfur smell as well. Mm. But they're both very much in the background. Mm. The big thing is that kind of TCP, peated smell.
Yeah, it's not just that though. It's difficult to explain this. It's a kind of smoky, bitter flavour in this. I agree with you about the TCPs there, but a lot of this is just smoke.
Mm. There's a taste of the sugariness as well, isn't there?
But this is the interesting thing, that there's a kind of sugariness underneath it, and then there's this smoke on top. And it's not a combination that is very commonly... It's an unusual beer, this. You know, you get smoke often in dark beers.
Yes.
And you get sweetness, sometimes in dark beers as well, but quite often the kind of sweetness this is, you'd get in a kind of quite light...
Yes, a pale golden beer.
And they put them together, and you've got a slightly odd combination. I happen to quite like it, but it is quite an unusual flavour.
It's funny, actually, because with the smell, you kind of get this big TCP thing going on, and it's pretty big. In the taste, there's that sugary smokiness, and that's not so... That's kind of calmed down a touch. And then in the finish, it gets quite brutal, isn't it? There's a sort of a harsh bitterness.
Oh,
and that TCP peatedness comes back in.
But it's not just that, though. In the finish, the smokiness, it's like cigars. It's like a tobacco, but not a kind of plant tobacco, but actually cigars tobacco, which I think is quite an interesting thing, and it's a flavour that I don't come across very often.
Yes.
But I quite like that. But it is very much a kind of burnt cigar type taste. What do we think? it's going to be quite a divisive beer.
It is a very divisive beer.
Yeah.
I think for me, I'm not so keen. Barrel rating wise, it's a 3 out of 5, which is quite a good score for a beer I'm not so keen on. But there's a lot of interest in this, and it's not bad in any sense at all. It's very well made. It's nicely balanced. It's incredibly interesting as well.
I think we should say that it's bright. It's clear. It holds the head nicely. Mm.
There's kind of a moderate carbonation in it as well, isn't it?
It's a moderate carbonation. Right. Also, the flavours, although they're quite strong, and particularly that peat flavour, that smoky peat flavour, is very strong.
Mm.
They are balanced.
Yeah, it's not overpowering.
No.
It's big, but it's not.
It's under control, which is good. It is well made. I think I liked it more than you did.
Mm.
I think I'd give it a 4. It's not a beer that I would particularly go for every day.
Yes.
But certainly, I quite like it and would have it again, no doubt about it.
Now, we also tried the Saints, I think which was their whiskey beer. That was similar to this, but I found that...
I think, and I might be wrong about this, but I think the Saints is this beer, but with actual whiskey added.
Right.
But I think it's this particular beer with the addition.
Well, I like that one a little bit more, I think. Right. And I think I like that more because it was a little bit sweeter, especially in the finish. There was this kind of sweeter whiskey finish on it as well. But I know you liked, interestingly enough, I think I gave them, the last one and this one, both a 3 out of 5. You've given them both a 4 out of 5. So it really does show that tastes are kind of coming into play.
I think I'm with you, though. I think the other one, the Saints, I prefer it slightly. The finish is the thing for me that is the challenging thing about this. And the Saints is just a little bit more gentle on that because of the sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, thank you very much, St. Peter's, for sending through your peated smoked beers. Suffolk Smoky is really interesting. Thank you very much for letting us try it.